CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, Monday, brand new week, and I've got Bulela, I've got Leanne, I've got you. The most important thing, let's get to the end of October. It's just a few days away. And elections, and that means, I think this is technically a long weekend coming up, isn't it? I think it is, yeah. Because Monday would be voting day, so that means it's a, yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you've got Monday as well. That should put you in a good mood. I don't know what else we need to do to put you in a good mood. That'll start her up. I mean, Mondays, nobody's loving it, but we'll see how it goes. Leanne, she came on this morning saying that she loves it when Bulelo does his Woolworths accent. How does that work again?
No, he mentioned something about a Woolworths accent.
Yeah.
And from what he'd mentioned, something happened. He received a phone call of sorts. So I can't wait to hear.
Oh man, how was your weekend?
All good. Mm. I went for a nap yesterday. It was a bit too late in the afternoon for a nap.
You went for a nap, or you just had a nap? I mean, where did you go?
I went to all like the way to my bed. Oh. Went all the way to my bed.
Okay.
But it was 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was scrolling through stuff, and my eyes were just closing, and I thought, well, I have zero responsibilities, so I'm going to let them close. And then they opened at 2:30 this morning.
Ooh. Wow. And you now completely ruined your sleep cycle. You're not going to get back to sleep tonight easily. It's going to be a disaster.
I have to wait until I'm really tired before I go to sleep again tonight.
Well, my weekend was fiery. I heard that I was roasting on Twitter again. And I wouldn't know, as you know, I left Twitter years ago. And
you mean trending, right?
Trending. God, all weekend, I think.
You're getting roasting.
Yeah. My manager has the login, so I use it to share podcasts, and you know that's about it. It's like a community service. But I'm very sorry to see the end of a really great relationship that we had with Nando's from the very beginning of CliffCentral.com. They are, of course, well within their rights to go the way their conscience dictates. And as I've said before on this show, discussing politics in South Africa has never been an easy thing. It certainly isn't predictable. I admire Nando's courage in supporting a current affairs shows for all those years when we know that the shows get heated and they get controversial. I mean, just look at what goes on in Parliament, you know. I guess this one just had a bit too much peri-peri for them. But we will keep having those difficulties.
Spicy. Why is it spicy?
Yeah,
is the TikTok trend.
Correct. Well, we'll keep going with these difficult conversations. We're not going to stop. The burning platform will continue. Although maybe we should call it the burnt platform now. Because it got that hot. So maybe from Thursday it'll be the burnt platform. Don't miss it this Thursday when Pumi will come back and we will all continue to enjoy Nando's chicken. So should you. I would particularly like this morning, because whenever something like this happens, it pulls a whole lot of new listeners our way. And I'd like to welcome anybody who's just joined us for the first time today. And thank you for taking the time to listen and to judge for yourself what we're all about. I have said this a million times, but diversity of thought is one of the most important and valuable things that you can expose yourself to when nobody knows the answers, like during the last 2 years, for example. And you will get that in bucket loads here on this show. You may not always agree with what you hear, but great minds don't always think alike. And you are always invited to join the conversation on YouTube, or you can email us, gareth@cliffcentral.com. And a big thank you to all those people who've sent me the most incredible email and the most incredible messages on various platforms over the weekend, just saying how much they support what we're doing, you know? Exactly the mix of people that Twitter would not possibly be able to predict. Exactly the kinds of people and the kinds of places and doing the kinds of things that make it impossible for what Twitter says is happening to be happening. If I gave you a look at my inbox this morning, eyes would pop out of your head from different corners of South Africa, places you don't expect it, people you don't expect it from. A huge amount of support. So there it is. Thank you very much. And Frank saying, Frank Makwala, we're here as a new member. See?
The new members.
New members. Kuhle Nkosi saying, I saw a tweet that Gareth was the third world Piers Morgan. That's great. Shit, that's great. I love it. Yeah. Bravo, Gareth, your stance on this, says Robert. Thank you. I bought a chicken. I thought a chicken had no backbone, but I see again, like Nando's, all South African corporates have no spine. Listen, I don't want you to knock Nando's. They were doing what they thought was necessary to survive. You know, it gets hot in the kitchen, if you'll pardon the incessant puns this morning. And sometimes when it does get so hot in the kitchen, it's better for a big brand that's responsible to shareholders and responsible to other people to make their decisions their way, just like you would with your family.
And black people love chicken. Black people do love chicken.
Oh, my God. Mbulelo.
Mbulelo's making it worse, isn't he? Oh, my God. Yeah. And we've got tons of views on that video, so if we...
And black people.
What are you doing?
Mbulelo's all out. You're really causing black shit this morning.
He's gonna cause unbelievable trouble for us. Anyway, Radioactive says, good morning, everyone. Today should be a fun show. We're here to support Gareth and his team. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Theron's saying the same thing. Just, you know, makes me feel a whole lot better because I can promise you that none of this is fun when you're on the inside of it. And when you're the one who's... Whenever I see I'm trending, and it seems like it's this easy to trend. I really... It's never been a problem. You know, if you need to trend... If you ever wondered, how do I trend? Come and ask me. I've got some advice for you.
Yeah, it's quite easy. I mean, I was speaking at an event once and mentioned a hashtag. And within 5 minutes, it was trending. And that was in a group of 40 wine farmers, you know?
Yeah. And you know, most of these things, there's a huge amount of fuel because what happens is there's a network of people who are kind of... They're there to play the game. They're there to start conversations like this, or to perpetuate conversations like this. And it's almost like a set of bots. Sometimes there are bots actually, but there are a group of people that you get on Twitter who are their whole job is to put narratives out there. They basically, we know this from when the Guptas had hired Bell Pottinger. That you can do this. And the people who did all of that then are still online. You saw some of them again during the riots and looting in June and July. And I'm by no means saying that they're the same people who had a whole lot to say about me this weekend. But you can't believe, like, social media. That's not the real world. And the people on there are not real people. Certainly not by a dipstick test of the population. You know, we've got, I think it's 4.5 million people on Twitter in South Africa out of a population of, you know, 60 to perhaps even 65 million. So Twitter is not representative of South Africa. And this is what I keep telling, you know, anybody who goes on there and starts to consider that to be the real public discussion. So you can make a trend happen artificially. So that's not an indication of what people really think. And the people who are on there are a tiny, tiny fraction of the total population and do not represent average South Africans. I mean, if they did, the EFF would have, you know, control of at least one ward in the country, which they don't. And the Vryheidsfront Plus would be horribly overrepresented because it's always the extremes that make the most noise on Twitter. Anyway, I mean, wasn't a great weekend, but I intend to make up for it. This coming weekend, I'll have a much more relaxed and happy weekend, I should hope, because this one was not.
Gratitude attitude.
Yeah, thank you, Leanne. Yeah, there we go. Put on your motivational voice this morning.
Oh, gee, there's never been a motivational voice inside me. I can do sex, I can do gruff, I can do drunk.
So you don't have that
motivational.
Yeah, yes. You don't have that?
Not my strong suit.
All right. All right, very good. Well, welcome to everybody this morning. We've got lots of good stuff coming up today because we got Collectomania later on. You know, we talk about everybody's collections, and it's just amazing how this thing has flowered. From the very get-go, we've had people who collect the most incredible and bizarre things. And, you know, some of these things are worth huge amounts of money. Some of them are just fanatical, obsessive collectors who just put together assortments of all kinds of weird things. And it's every week is fantastic. This week, I'm thrilled we're going to speak to Penny Stein, because Penny has been dealing with the world's greatest celebrities. Whenever they've come to South Africa, she has been the one who's handled them. And Penny has a collection of celebrity photographs in her house that would blow your mind. I've been to her house once, and it's mind-boggling what this woman has experienced in her life in terms of her interactions with really, really famous people. Like, you and I might meet these people for 5 seconds and, like, hi, how do you do? She has had in-depth conversations with Lionel Richie and Tina Turner. She's an extraordinary person in her own right, Penny. And all these celebs just love her. And you've got to hear some of the stories that go with these pictures.
I mean, for you to say that, you have had photographs with so many famous people. So for you to say that...
Oh, no, Penny's...
It's a lot.
She's in a different league. She's in a totally different league. So she's coming up later. We'll also talk to Dr. Hanan Bushkin. You know, he's our in-house psychologist. And every week we talk to him about some of the things that are going on in the world. We had a big argument between Simpiwe and Bulelo. And we want to see if there are any issues that are still in contention there. Because you and Simpiwe, you get along, right? But you argue quite a lot. And Simpiwe is not one of those people who likes to back down. I mean, she's not just going to go, oh, okay, and pretend everything's all right. When I first met her, I thought she was quite, you know, placid. And you, of course, you're impossible because it's your way or the highway.
Damn right. Yeah, you know, it actually led to a really interesting conversation with a mentor of mine who I didn't realize listened to the show, by the
way.
You know, it led to a bit of a grilling from my mentor, but we'll leave that for when Dr. Hanan's on,
mm-hmm.
about my position on the first time we spoke about it.
Well, let's just remind people, because we'll get to this in a couple of minutes' time. Dr. Hanan will join us somewhere around 6:45 this morning. But Simpiwe and Bulelo had an argument because Simpiwe said that she gets to work on time, and she does. I mean, she's been late maybe once. Very responsible. But Bulelo seems to think that if you're not there like half an hour to an hour before, that means you're late. And the two of them had this massive argument about it, and we had Dr. Hanan mediating. So we'll see whether we've made any progress between Simpiwe and Bulelo, because obviously a lot of people are in the same position. You know, there are these people who are obsessed with, you know, everyone must be on time and es war pünktlich und richtig und richtig und genau.
But what I liked is Dr. Bushkin didn't try and solve the problem and make Bulelo agree with Simpiwe or vice versa.
Yeah,
It was managing expectations. Okay, Mbulelo, is this ever going to work for you? No, it's not.
But you see, that's...
Simpiwe, is this ever going to work for you? No, it's not. All right, we agree to disagree.
That's why he's that's why he's brilliant. And I do want you to bring us your questions and your conflicts so that we can have him help you. You know, there are lots of people who listen to us who are in work situations where they have arguments with people or they have a conflict of personality or they really just do not get along. And you have to get along with people you work with. It's like, you know, the in-laws. You have to get along with the in-laws. You don't choose your wife or husband's family. You choose them. And then sometimes you look at the family and you go, oof, but you've got to live with them. And the same happens with work. You don't always choose people. It's not you don't work with your friends. Very rarely does that ever happen, that people end up doing work with their friends and they stay friends. So
unless you're in politics, then you probably do work with your friends and family.
Yeah, but that's just an unnatural example of everything politics. Oy, oy, oy. And we've got so much of that going on at the moment, Sam. By the way, I have seen in the last 2 weeks, I don't know what's happened, but I've seen a lot of new posters going up. For example, our ward's EFF person has just put up a slew of posters in our area. So I don't know if funding came through. or if they they suddenly sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
COVID is back. Yeah, COVID-19. Aren't you lucky I'm here and not in the studio with you?
Yeah, oh, thank
Lord.
Goodness.
Good Lord above, yeah.
But I saw these EFF posters going up, so we've got a definite competition on now. Because for the last 3 weeks, it's only been DA and Freedom Front Plus and ANC. And then there's some Christian Democratic Party, something CDP, that have put their posters up. But now the EFF have joined them. And I've got to say that the red really sticks out a lot more.
Mm.
It's, you know, the blues and the greens and the yellows and those things, they all kind of blend in with each other. But the red ones, they really stick out. So a good branding,
I think,
good branding exercise.
Other political parties have been reticent to use the red because it's quite an assaulting color, quite in your face.
Oh, yeah.
But
very much.
That is exactly what the EFF is, so it works
yeah, yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're very much in your face, those guys. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we've got some headlines coming up in a little bit. How was your weekend, Bulelo? You didn't tell us what you got up to.
So I've got my mother and my sister here.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
It was interesting, you know.
Tell us.
It's always interesting having to share your space.
When you say interesting, what do you mean by that? You've got to choose your words carefully here.
Yeah, people bring a dynamic. Well, one thing I've realized is I'm not ready to share. Is people bring a dynamic, even those that you love. And it is challenging. It's great to have them here. But boy, oh boy, it is something.
Dude,
it is something.
If I had to live with my family again, I don't know how that would go down. You know, sometimes when you either you're moving house or you're doing, there are lots of people who are doing renovations and things, or they maybe they've been kicked out of their house. They, you know, couldn't afford the rent or whatever, have to move in with with family. And you realize like how quickly things change from when you move out of your parents' house at whatever age that is. And you go back and it's just not the same, eh? Like if I had to and I love having my family near me. I mean, my brother and sister-in-law live right up the road from me. My parents are a couple of K's away. It's one of the reasons I live where I live, is because I like being close to the family, but on my terms and on their terms. And I won't forget, like, one day I went there and my sister and my dad were having an argument about something because she was still living at home at the time. And I remember I just looked at the situation. I was like, this is not my circus, not my monkeys. I'm out of here. And I said bye to my mom because she was not involved in the argument. I said, tell those two when they finished, I've gone home. Like I popped in, but now I'm going home. And I just got in my car and went back home. And you got to have a place where you can go, where you don't have to be involved in that stuff. And also, with your sister and your mom there, did they like move stuff around in your house? Or did they?
Oh, chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Sometimes you see Mums especially, when they come to your house, they say, why don't you move that to there away? Now, listen, my mother has some good ideas, so I listened to her about this thing. I mean, what do I know about interior decorating, for heaven's sake? Or if she says, yeah, you should really throw that plant out, it's dead, then I take her advice. but Mums think they have that right for eternity, you know, it's like a perpetual thing. So they say to you, oh, why is your bed against that wall? Shouldn't it be against that wall?
Mm-hmm.
Or your kitchen is a mess. You need to put those things in that drawer. Or you need to change this, or you need to, I don't know, scrub that.
Or sometimes they're there to offer compliments, you know. I really love what you've done with this.
Sure.
I love all of that support, whether it's changing something or not. And I've got a bit of a different view when it comes to families hanging out together. And I think it's because I don't want to sound boastful, but I really have a great family and good relationships with all of them. So I growing up in the South, I had many Lebanese friends. Yeah. And a lot of the Lebanese families buy homes next door to each other and build tunnels, which form passageways into each other's houses.
Uh-huh.
I've always thought that that's how we should live as big families. I would love that.
So you would like to go back to the kind of communal living type situation where, you know, you it takes a village literally to raise a child because there's a village living in one house.
Yeah, I love that idea.
There are.
I mean, other family members probably wouldn't want me near them for that long.
I mean, there are cultures in this country where that is the case. You know, I mean, I know some very big Indian families who all live together in like enormous houses together, but they're like different floors for different parts of the family. And, you know, there's always someone to look after the kids. There's always someone to make sure that the house is working. There's always somebody in charge of that. Now, obviously, it's not true for all the Indian families, but there are certain neighborhoods in South Africa where you can see these enormous houses. And, I mean, you know, just like you might have in rich areas, you also have poor areas where there are whole families living together in houses. It doesn't have anything to do with your financial status. It's just different cultural ways of living. And, I mean, I think that could be quite cool. Must be nice for the kids because you always have cousins and, you know, you have everybody living under one roof. So you grow up in a real community. It's not just, you know, you, your mom, maybe if you've got both parents, your mom and dad. So obviously there are different ways of doing this. But I like a little bit of space. I won't be silly.
Yeah, and it's tough for my personality type because I'm all about performance and efficiency all the time, you know. Like, I come from the gym, I go for a run, I want to come home, I know what my rhythm is, you know. I'm going to rehydrate, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to get my day going, and then I'm, you know what I mean. And I do that in sort of time blocks. So when there's other people now, you know, I want to get home and eat, I want to get home and do stuff, and then it's like, you know, it's a little bit clunky. But on a very serious level, it is incredible to have them here because, you know, for most of my adult life, this is probably the first time we've been together for this period of time, all three of us.
Yes.
So it's been pretty cool because my sister studied elsewhere. So
they're obviously still listening this morning, right?
No, they got some stuff to do. No, they'll be, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much. Hang on a second. We've got a couple of questions here. Carl says, when Leanne speaks, I hear the sound of the Dallas theme tune playing. Oh, look at that, Leanne.
I don't know why. Do I sound old?
Why is the Dallas theme tune playing when you talk?
It's not my hair, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not that
fizzy. Sean
Carney, you look quite glamorous today.
You do. Sean says, Leanne is looking very good. You look quite glamorous there. Did you decide to tart up just for us?
No, as mentioned, I woke up at 2, so I actually had some time to have a shower and, you know.
So in order for you to look good, you have to wake up at 2? Yes, sir. How long does it take you to get ready? Look at you.
No, I promise I only started at 5.
Jeez, it's hectic. Karabo says, Nando's is gone. We are here. Thank you, Karabo. All posters are illegal advertising stuck in with cable ties. Yeah, I want to see. You know what we should be able to do? I wonder if there would be a way to vote, and then if the parties didn't remove their posters, you could change your vote afterwards.
Yeah. There's protocol to follow. They have to remove them a certain time after the elections, or they can face a lot of backlash and fines.
Yeah.
So if you registered in like Cape Town and you moved to Johannesburg, because it's something people have been asking.
Oh yeah, I know. You've got a problem.
Can you vote in Johannesburg, or do you have to vote where you registered?
I think you have to be in your ward because it's local and municipal elections. So that, I mean, it's in a national election. I think you can vote early, or you can, you know, you don't have to vote in person. But with this one, it's a bit more difficult because they don't want. You know, you can imagine if someone is registered in a certain place and then they go and vote in another one. Technically, there could be voter fraud. I mean, you could be, you know, you could be voting twice if you were a real.
No, it's not going to work. You have to vote where you're registered and where you live.
Yeah. So let's, MB says, morning all, back Gareth. Is that a hashtag? Is that what we're trying to do this morning? Because I'm over trending. I don't want to trend for good or for bad ever again. Thank you very much. In case you don't know what we're talking about, there was some noise over the weekend. MB also says, I'm doing that with two families, mine and my wife's friend's family, caused by the lockdowns last year. It's not bad at all. So they're all living together, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's what we were talking about.
A lot of people are reshuffling and talking about sharing homes after COVID. Everything got put into perspective, you know.
Here's a question that we may put to Dr. Hanan from Matthew. He says, what does it take to get your parents to stop seeing you as children? I wish we could have your take on parents to work. You take your parents to work day to get the point across. That's an interesting question. And I think, you know, there are people, because especially a lot of millennials and Gen Z people are staying with their parents for longer. They're staying at home with their parents for longer because property is so expensive. And maybe they just like the convenience of it, or maybe they can't afford to rent. I mean, those are realities, right, especially in a country like ours. So I wonder how we address these things. And when does it become really negative? And when does it become a major problem for an adult to still be living in their parents' house? I think that's a really good question. Maybe we can throw it at him later on. Dr. Hanan, of course, our in-house psychologist.
Although I think Mr. Alford is asking a different question, because your parents seeing you as children and them living with you, I don't think it's the same thing.
No, I think it's a totally different thing.
I love that question. It's a great question. I do love that question.
What is your mother? Because she's notoriously, you've described her as being tough, and doesn't suffer fools gladly, and she's been spending some time with you now. What does she think of what you're doing? Does she think you're wasting your time with us and Cliff Central Sport? And what does she think? Is she full of judgment?
My mom is intolerance of her intolerance lies in laziness. Mm. Her thing is do something. Okay. You cannot sit. Okay. And with my mom, there's also another non-negotiable. Do your best. She doesn't want to hear whinging. Do your best. So as long as I'm doing something and I'm doing my best, my mother's never cared what I'm up to.
In other words, she's saying what you're doing is better than nothing.
It's something. At least, come on. Yes.
Apparently, Carol says, in PE, we don't have to remove the political posters. The wind has already done it for us.
Wow.
Oh, man, I used to steal political posters every election, and I know that's illegal and you can get arrested for it, but it's so much fun. Of course, now, you know, we got curfew and stuff, so the best time to do this is at 3 a.m., and I used to have a really good collection of 1994 posters. I don't know where they've gone. They've been lost along the way, but that was quite cool. I had one from each party, pretty much.
There was a guy in my ward, not hospital ward, in the ward where I live, also not hospital ward, who belonged to the DA, and he was very good looking. I'm trying to remember his name. I remember he was a twin.
Oh.
Very good looking guy. And somehow I got hold of a life-size cutout of him, and that lived in my bathroom for a while.
Oh, wow.
He used to watch me shower.
You actually let a politician into your bathroom. That's very saucy, Leanne. Very saucy. Okay, I like it. Big families.
Turns out he was gay, so he wouldn't have been watching me in the shower, but
he
anyway.
He wasn't interested in you then. Big families can be terrible under one roof. So many personalities, so many arguments. Well, that's the other side of it, obviously. And Ketan says, Indian children live with their parents until they get married. Especially the girls. So that's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of cultures that do that. And also just cultures who end up living together so that they can provide that support of bringing up children.
Sorry, I know we're getting into the Rainbow Nation now, so I just want to give white people some advice, since we believe in mixing the paint nowadays.
Go on.
Listen here, Chris. When you go and you're dating a black girl, just understand this. You can't just go the first time you want to meet, hey, Tandi, can I meet your parents? No. We need to explain some things to you at the gate. So if you don't know, in most, not all, in most black cultures, is that the boyfriend or the girlfriend is actually not allowed in the house until the ring is on the finger. So you must, Chris, you must wait at the gate. None of this liberal, hey, do you want to go on holiday with my family? Yeah, no, we're going to play.
It doesn't work that way.
No. We must just slowly. You know.
Amir says Anglo-Saxon cultures have no family values. Well, I mean, that's kind of a general thing.
Way to paint with one brush.
But you know what, Amir? I mean, from the outside, it maybe looks like that. Bailey says, what happened at Menlyn Mall yesterday? Does anyone know? Did something happen there?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. You're meant to be like our news sleuth. You know.
I know. I'm on it. Trust me.
All right. Juliana says, the News 24 article really pissed me off. Totally one-sided. That's journalism for you these days. You know, I think you're talking about the Nando's and Cliff Central thing over the weekend with regard to the burning platform. I think that's what you're referring to, Juliana. I haven't seen any press on it because I actually just didn't go online. I didn't pay any attention. And I know by tomorrow it'll all be over anyway. So don't worry about it. If I'm not worrying about it, you don't need to worry about it. Trust me. Yes, go ahead, Leah.
It was a jewelry store robbery. Jewelry store robbery.
This stuff happens, hey, a lot. It's been happening a lot.
Security guard, a civilian, shot and wounded.
Oh my God!
During the robbery, that's horrible. I used to work for a jewelry store that had, it was a chain, so it had multiple stores in multiple shopping centres, and the amount of security they have is unbelievable. And these guys are trained to look for certain behaviour, and people take liberties. So it doesn't say which jewelry store. But shots were fired, people frantically running around. A witness says when the first shot went off, the doors were still open, but as soon as people started running frantically and more shots going off, they closed the doors and switched some lights off. Everyone ran to the back of the store and lay there.
Oh, my God.
They hid for 45 minutes with their phones hidden in case the robbers made their way into a store. Sure. Crazy, man.
That sounds like a really high... you know, highly planned and executed operation. It doesn't sound like some amateur, you know, opportunist criminals. Okay, so Henry says the MKT show, that's Bulelo's Cliff Central Sports Show, is going to be Perry Perry today. So more of the puns on Nando's coming in. Has anyone called in sick today, Mbulelo? And what are you going to be doing on the show?
Well, Manchester United lost 5-0 yesterday to their arch rival Liverpool. Yeah, at home as well. So it's it is Perry Perry times. And one of Senzo, who works on the show, is like, he's also out there with it. You know, you know how those people that, and now he's gonna have to come in, and James always memes him, and because James is a graphic editor guy. Oh, it's gonna be amazing.
Okay,
it's gonna be amazing. All right. It's a better place. Man United fans having a bad day is a better place for everyone.
We've got to get into some headlines, but just before we do that, some warnings from Kutlwano, who says, it's that time of year. Be careful at the malls for the next couple of months. You see, that's good advice. I'm sad to say that we do live, you know, in this kind of world where we have to be especially vigilant for these sorts of things. And that Menland Mall thing is just, I mean, it's a good example.
Mm. I like Carl's comment beneath that.
Oh, Leanne, most jewelry stores have chains. It's one of their best sellers. Because you said that you work for a jewelry store chain. Okay, very good. Gareth, you should start a membership for your subscribers on YouTube, even if it's 10 Rand per month. We will support your channel. You know, I've always... prided us on Cliff Central not asking you to help us fund this business. We've been able from day one to be profitable, and I believe we will continue to be profitable. This is a bump, and our sponsors and most of our clients are hugely supportive, and we've been in communication with them over the weekend. Obviously, what happens is that the cancel mob will, if they can't destroy your channel, which they obviously can't with us because I own the channel, they will go after your sponsors. So I'm thinking of setting up a thing where we can get corporate South Africa to back free speech, but nobody knows which corporations are backing it, because that'll really, it just ruins all the fun for the cancel mob, because then they don't know who is paying for things. There are many businesses in this country who are hugely supportive of free speech. But they're nervous because they have obviously got to be careful where they put their money. And I'm thinking of starting a whole new platform where we will ask people to, you know, in terms of corporate money, to contribute, you know, a couple of grand a month. And if there are 10 or 20 of those businesses, not only will that make up for what we've lost with Nando's, because that's way more than we would have asked from them to do the burning platform. But I think we could even make more money and plug it back into building, you know, that kind of content, into making content that really is going to challenge people, because this country needs that more than anything else. We don't need less voices. We need more. And we don't need less controversy. We need more. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, fewer. Correct. Thank you for... I always get that one wrong. Thank you very much.
I do too. That's why it's sticking now.
Hmm. Anyway, let's move on, because we've got a couple of headlines to get to here. So first of all, this morning, a couple of the stories. This is an interesting one. I want to go to jail. Man asks Italian police to jail him so he can escape his wife at home.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. For some people, going to prison can feel like escaping from freedom. But a man under house arrest in Italy showed up at a police barracks asking to be put behind bars because his wife is unbearable, police said on Monday. The 30-year-old Albanian citizen living in Guidonia Montecello, which is outside of Rome, was no longer able to cope with the forced cohabitation he has with his wife. Carabinieri police from nearby Tivoli said in a statement, exasperated by the situation, he preferred to escape, spontaneously presenting himself to the police to ask his sentence be served behind bars. The man had been...
He clearly doesn't have enough money to live, to go and stay in a hotel or something,
oh, no.
Right?
Well, you know, his wife must... Can you imagine how unbearable she is? He'd rather be in jail with than in the house with her. He'd been under house arrest for drug crimes for several months and had a few years left to serve. He lived at home with his family and his wife. It wasn't going well anymore, the police said. He said, please, my domestic life has become hell. I can't do it anymore. I want to go to jail. He was promptly arrested for violating his house arrest, and judicial authorities ordered his transfer to prison. So that's how bad it gets for some people.
It's probably why he took drugs as well.
Yeah. I think he was escapism. I think he was dealing. I don't think he was just taking. So maybe that's okay.
I know two people who feel like him after having to live with their partners in lockdown.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Relationships over.
Do they both feel the same way?
Oh, no. They had to break up. Both guys had to. So. Jesus.
No, I mean, did the women feel the same way?
Well, the guys broke up, but they didn't give them a choice, yeah. No, this isn't going to work.
Eskom, just in time for the elections, just to remind you that you live in a very disheveled and broken public service system. And when these politicians promise you the world, as they always are apt to do, and we've tried to talk to every political party on the Burning Platform recently, and we've had all of them make all kinds of promises. You know, this one's running for mayor, and that one wants to win this municipality, and this one's a spokesperson, and that one's the party leader. They promise. But Eskom is a big reminder of how hollow those promises very often are, especially with the ANC, because they've announced power cuts will continue until Tuesday night. So today and tomorrow. The utility implemented blackouts from 9 p.m. on Saturday. They say it's due to the shortage of generation capacity. They now say that Unit 1 at Coburg tripped on Sunday morning, which means outages need to be implemented to replenish reserves. Eskom says over the past 24 hours, teams have returned to service a unit at each the Tutuka and Hendrina power stations, while two Kusile units are also back up. Hey, boy, Eskom, what an embarrassment.
However.
Yes.
However, the city of Joburg, I'm very proud of them, have stood up and said they're not going to implement these cuts.
Oh, really?
Remember, they're the ones who switched the buttons on and off. And they've said, no, I'm sorry, Eskom. They have proof of helping to secure, I think it's 220 megawatts, I don't know, of electricity.
Yeah.
From an outside source, and the city of Joburg helped to make sure that we would be covered during these proposed blackouts. And they also said that they will not, out of protest, they will not be switching the power off. So there were meant to be outages yesterday. I mean, I was supposed to have one. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm really impressed by City Power and the mayor.
Okay.
Who has stood up and said, no.
Well, good.
You guys have no excuse. We covered you.
That's nice feedback. I mean, we don't often have reason to praise them, but I hope that doesn't mean that the rest of the country has to suffer while Joburg just becomes rebellious, you know, because obviously that's not fair.
We pay for everything anyway. Sorry.
You think so? Joburg pays so that...
Yeah, we pay for everything anyway, so sorry. We will keep the power on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
And we're not asking either.
Very good. Eskom should just tell us that power will be off indefinitely. There is no plan or ability to fix it, says Jim. Well, you know, the funny thing is they were doing quite well for a while. It's just, it's so perfectly timed for the elections. When you go and you vote in these elections, I mean, like, it's almost as if Eskom are in on this. It's like Eskom are doing this deliberately to make the ANC look bad. That's what it looks like to me. If I didn't know better, I'd say that.
Alternatively, you might say they're also doing it to make the ANC look better because you know what the comrades are going to say. When Eskom wanted to switch off the power in Gauteng, we, the ANC,
we stood up,
ensured that black, white, and pink had power to their homes, to power for their children, their mothers, their sisters. Mm-hmm. And that you see, that there could be that at work as
could
well.
Be.
You know, I'm super skeptical of all of these pricks because that's what they are.
Well, Jean says, I like how the potholes in my area are miraculously being fixed during election season after locals in my area have been complaining for years about it. Yeah, but it's only now just before elections. Don't count your chickens. Yeah. And then regardless of if there is any merit or not, racism doesn't exist in South Africa towards minorities from the majority race group only because it is not recognized to be racism, says Cyril Dean Community Forum. Cyril Dean Community Forum? All of you got together and put that message together for our show this morning?
Jeez, a lot of people.
That's what's interesting about that. Oh, my God. Yeah, hey, welcome, Cyril Dean Community Forum. I knew we had new listeners this morning, but a whole forum of people who woke up extra early, got together, and now they're sending us messages as a group. That's great. I love it. All right. We've got to get to Dr. Hanan, and that's never a bad thing on a Monday. It's called It's Going to Be Okay, and sometimes you need to have that message first thing on a Monday. So Dr. Hanan Bushkin is a renowned psychologist. He's also head of the Anxiety and Trauma Clinic in Johannesburg. If you have an issue you need resolved or some kind of conflict that you want us to help you deal with, then come and talk to Dr. Hanan. We'll put you on with him. Here he is. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm thinking of coming to you for a session this week after the weekend I had. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm
interesting weekend, eh?
I'm pretty good at dealing with stress, and this is not my first rodeo, but sometimes, it just gets to you. And I know that there are lots of people who are going through a lot worse every other day, and some people's lives are just nonstop anxiety and stress, but when it happens to you, you suddenly realize, like, my life is so peaceful when it isn't like this. I love that. But when it's like this, I just want to escape somewhere. I want to go live in the Antarctic, frankly, and just, you know, not ever be seen again.
Right. You know, it's interesting. It is a psychological phenomenon. It's called the wine glass effect. Like, when you're at a party, you think that everybody's, whatever the topic of conversation is, you think people are talking about you, especially when you're going through a stressful time. People are whispering. They must be whispering about you. People are having a conversation behind your back. Well, you are the center of the conversation. And the reality is that, you know, people really care about their own reality and these things blow over. And I always tell people that don't marry moments.
Yeah.
We think in moments that, oh my God, this is my life. But 2 minutes later, there's another moment. And, you know, I had a terrible night's sleep and I woke up in a bad mood and I made myself the most incredible toast of cheese. And that changed my mood. And that was the end of that moment. You know, and the moments change from time to time. You don't marry moments.
Well, all right, Dr. Hanan, we've really brought you on today to deal with a very specific problem, which we've already addressed at some stage. But we've got Simpiwe and Bulelo here, and the two of them are both quite strong personalities. Simpiwe is much more under the radar, though. Only when you get to know her do you realize, like, she's completely fearless. But in the beginning, I thought, she's really, you know, quiet and reserved and kind of keeps to herself. But that Simpiwe died in my head, like, weeks and weeks ago because she now, she actually stirs up trouble wherever she can, and she enjoys watching what happens. I don't mean in a destructive and dangerous way, but she pokes the bear. And in Bulelo's case, you know, he's got these principles, and he has his values, and he just does not stray from them, and it's his way or the highway, as you discussed with both of them last time. So we want to do a quick catch-up, because if there's anything our audience like here, it is a little bit of a conflict or a bit of a reason for two people to resolve a conflict, and we hope that we've made some progress. And we thought we'd just check in with Bulelo and Simpiwe. Simpiwe is annoyed with Bulelo telling her that she needs to arrive at work at, I don't know, what time did he want you to arrive? At 3 a.m. or something?
Oh, gosh. Could never be me. Can never do that. Like, mm-mm. No. So from our last conversation, I did think about Mbulelo and his perspective and his view and his stance on it. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I will not be coming to the office at 5:30. I'm sorry. I will not be able to do that. But in the aims or hopes of, you know, trying to see if arriving at work earlier will make a difference, I am aiming at arriving at the office at 2:15. And that's okay. A big change.
Oh. It's a compromise. So what do you think of that, yes. Dr. Hanan?
Well, what do you think of that, Bulelo?
So let me tell you something that happened, right, from last time. Is my mentor said to me, and she happened to listen to that, so it actually caused quite a bit of not quite as much stress as Gareth has had this weekend, but she said to me, you know, you're so selfish. After she listened to that, she came to me, she said, you're so selfish, because she said, have you ever gone to Simpiwe? Because she knows what my goals and aspirations are. She said, did you ever go to Simpiwe and ask her, what are your economic goals? What do you want to do at work? You know, do you want to be in charge of a listed company one day? And I said, no. She said, oh my God, you're so selfish. And then she said something else incredible. Do you pay her wages? And I said, no. She said, never ever do that again.
Sure.
Never ever ever tell her what to do again. So it was a really interesting thing for me. And you know, I've had to, like, it's difficult for me. I'm just like, okay, well, Simpiwe, you do what you're going to do. So it's never going to be my way. And I just, you know, my investment is elsewhere now.
That's so, you know, so I want to tell you two things that I want to mention. One, Simpiwe, remember, we said that you're either going to arrive early and maintain the respect of Mbulelo, or you're going to do your own thing, live according to your own strategy and your own vision and your own goal and service your own God, and just understand that you will be happy in your lane, but the respect, you know, the professional respect of Mbulelo might not be there. And then you took the power back. You said, you know what? I want to compromise. I want to arrive 15 instead of half an hour earlier. I'm going to arrive 15 minutes earlier. And I'm going to ask you in a second whether that works for you, whether that changed the relationship. But interestingly, Mbulelo, that's when I asked you the question when we chatted a couple of weeks ago. I said to you, how negotiable are you? And you said, it's not happening. I'm not moving. And then you spoke to your mentor, somebody who you obviously respect, that was able to change your point of view relatively quickly. And I think there's a lesson to be learned here, that if you push somebody and try to logic a reason out of them, it just doesn't work. But the moment you go through channels where there's trust and there's respect, suddenly the person is a lot more moldable and malleable to opinions. So, you know, I want to relate this, I guess, to parents and kids. And we can do it between bosses and employees and friends and parents and, you know, whatever, colleagues or whatever it is. That if you try to change somebody's opinion, they hold on to their opinion in a much tighter way, because that's their identity. That's what they believe in. But the moment you go through channels of respect, not authority because you have to, channels of respect, suddenly they're much more malleable. So there's another lesson. But Mbulelo, so the fact that Simpiwe has arrived earlier, has that made any difference, or do you think your mentor's opinion made a bigger impact?
She also said something else, Dr. Hanan, is that, you know, I have to be careful because I frame Simpiwe's personality in a certain way just because it doesn't sit with me. And she said, that's another super selfish thing to do. It's like, it's never going to be good enough for me unless you're an hour early or a half an hour early. But having said that, if Simpiwe is doing what she's doing for her employers, I have to be respectful. All I'm interested in is being professionally respectful now. Like, I'm not going to get her to where I need her to be happy. I got to invest my time elsewhere. So I'm never going to be happy, but I can be respectful. And I think that's an important thing for me to get out of something like this, is I don't want to frame Simpiwe's personality in a certain way. And no, it's never going to be good enough, but I can be respectful. You know, I must be professionally respectful. Is that I have to work with Simpiwe. She has a career to build as well. Is that, you know, like I need to get out of her way.
This is a big change from the Bulelo of, 4 or 5 weeks ago, who was like, I'm non-negotiable. You will arrive early if you respect
it is,
yourself.
It is. It's huge.
Respect me. Respect time. Respect God. Respect your mother. You know.
But it's non-negotiable,
you know,
still.
It's a really
it's just I'm not invested anymore. You know where the non-negotiation is.
Really
I know I'm not going to get what I want, so I'm not invested anymore.
What did you say?
I move on.
What did you say, Leanne?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
It's a really difficult thing to still hold respect if you don't agree with something. Look at religion or somebody's religion. We all say, it's fine, I respect your religion, but I don't agree with it. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, so I'm very proud, Bulelo.
So you know, but remember, it's all a matter of perspective. The Umbulelo version one was like, I'm all about process. I'm all about process. I just want you to arrive. I don't care that you get the job done. I'm all about you arriving to work early because I believe in the process. And Umbulelo version 2.0 had a conversation with his mentor. His mentor says, hold on, change your perspective. You can't judge, you selfish bastard. And then he went, well, okay. Then I'm going to look at her differently and I'm going to respect her because that is her lane.
All right,
so
Simpiwe, how do you feel about this?
I'm actually quite surprised because I wasn't going to change. Like, the truth is spoken. I wasn't going to change. But I'm surprised that he has a change in his view on it. And that's like, wow, okay, Bulelo, that you can actually compromise. Shout out to you.
Yeah. I want to ask something on Bulelo. You obviously thrive and you're very proud of your identity as strong and principled, and I'm not wavering to anybody's opinion. And suddenly that we've labeled this, of kind of we tweaked this in this conversation, like, oh my God, he is flexible. This guy is flexible. Does that trigger you?
No, not at all. Because for me, I don't need to be flexible because Simpiwe doesn't work for me. You see, if Simpiwe worked for me, we'd have a different conversation. What my mentor said was, you don't pay her wages. Get out of her space. You don't employ her. So what are you doing there? You're not some deputy Jesus, as the great Selo Malema said. I got to disinvest and have professional respect. I have to respect Simpiwe's space.
I do have a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then I do have a question based on what you just said. If in the future you had to be my employer, and knowing how I am, would you ever employ me?
Oh, we would have a big problem. We would have a big problem. If I paid your wages, we'd have a problem. Because then it's a different conversation.
So it would be a straight one.
It would be a different conversation. But now I need to respect where I fit in also. There's hierarchies in life. I fit in at Cliff Central in a certain dimension,
right.
And it's bloody selfish to put some people in that position.
As much as it's fun to hear you two argue about this stuff, and I know this is an ongoing discussion. I mean, we seem to have had some movement from, of all people, in Bulelo. I thought it would happen the other way. But what's interesting about this is that this is a microcosm of what so many other people are going through in their own lives, at work and in relationships and everything else. There's always one who decides they've got principles, and this is, you know, Muhammad must come to the mountain, not the mountain to Muhammad, that kind of thing. And then you've got people who are a little bit more flexible, who are willing to compromise. I mean, Dr. Hanan, in relationships, in work scenarios, in friendships even, this is what happens to people. So it's not really about Simpiwe and Bulelo, right? It's about all of us.
You know, when I deal with relationships, you know, I might see two partners, business partners, so a husband and a wife, or a parent and a child. There are a couple of fundamentals to having a healthy relationship, but we always start with the top two, and the top two is communication and compromise. When I see people that come here and go, it's my way or the highway, we're in trouble because the other person has to make all the shift, and then resentment can build. And it comes out in other ways. So the fact that we were able to communicate through this platform, and Bulelo was able to compromise, and the truth is, people was willing to compromise too. So she said, I'm not coming in half an hour earlier. I'm coming in 15 minutes earlier. That made a difference too, because it showed him, okay, I'm not just moving towards her. but she's moving towards me. That certainly shifts the relationship. So the fact that they were both willing to compromise, certainly beyond our first conversation, is really the key for sure.
All right. I'm really glad that we're making these moves. And you know what's even better about this is that I don't have to, as a boss, make a decision for them. They're able to make these decisions for themselves, which I really like, because I don't want to have to be micromanaging anybody. I'm like Bulelo. I don't mind if Simpiwe is there like 5 minutes to six, as long as the show goes on, you know. I can trust her to do her job, and she does. So I'm happy with that.
So Gareth, are you more process oriented like Mbulelo was, or are you result oriented?
No, results. All results. I don't care what the process is. Yeah, I'm totally like, just get it done. And if it takes you 15 minutes or it takes you 3 days, as long as the result is good, I'm happy. I don't really mind.
That's great.
Okay, so Dr. Hanan, before next week, I don't know whether we've already got some stuff lined up, but I've got this question from Matthew. He actually sent us a message earlier, and it's maybe something that you can apply your mind to, or maybe it's something you've already got an answer to. How do you respectfully get your parents to understand that you're now an adult with valuable insights and opinions too, and no longer a child? You know, for parents, there is that very difficult step they have to make of letting their kids go. But one step further than that is actually looking at your kid and saying, this is no longer my child. They're an adult now with opinions and insights, and perhaps they've got even more wisdom than I did at that age. That's a big and difficult step for some parents to make. Any top-line thoughts, and we can get into it in more detail next week?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. You can't logic people out of their position. It just doesn't work. People are emotional human beings. They stick to their position. They stick to their identity. And the more you try to logic it out of them, the more they'll have confirmation bias and they'll hold on to their position more. Try convince a smoker to stop smoking.
Yeah.
The more you show them stats and facts, the more they go, well, I know of a 97-year-old that's been smoking all her life, and you know, so there's always a confirmation bias to holding on. So you never logic it out of anybody, as in with Mbulelo, exactly the same thing. If we could try logic, you know, why Simpiwe should come to work on time or 5 minutes before, and that would be okay, it would never have worked. But the moment he had an experience with his mentor, somebody that he trusts, suddenly it was a different ball game. So it's not about logic, it's about experience and setting boundaries, but we can certainly dive deeper into it next time.
All right, awesome, because this parent and child situation, I think is for a lot of people, it's a major stumbling block in their lives.
It's experience, it's not logic, it's experience. Gotcha. Just remember, experience will change relationships, not logic. You can explain to somebody all you want. People are emotional human beings, they're not logical human beings. Logic works 1 + 1 = 2, and emotion works 1 + 1 = a fridge today and a potato tomorrow and 3 the next day. Emotions are very funny, and they change with a toasted cheese, you know, it just changes with a cup of coffee, and it changes with a good night's sleep, mm-hmm. and it changes with, you know, doing your hair differently. Emotions shift and change, and therefore you don't try to logic things out of people, because emotions work on a completely different frequency.
Well, that's good advice for all of us. All right, Dr. Hanan, thank you so much. It's going to be okay with Dr. Hanan Bushkin. Simpiwe, thank you for coming on and dealing with Mbulelo again. And I'm pleased. I'm actually really impressed with both of you. Mbulelo changing his position, Simpiwe deciding she's going to compromise a little bit. Let's keep moving in this direction. Most people just throw their hands up and go, I won't. And both of you have said, I will. It's great.
Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Dr. Hanan. Thank you, Simpiwe. And we will catch up with Dr. Hanan again next week, same time, same place. By the way, if you've got a situation in your life that you're dealing with right now that you'd like him to have a look at and analyze and help you get through, it's a little bit of a free therapy session. And, you know, someone like Dr. Hanan is booked up 24/7. So if you can bring it to him and get it solved here, it'll save you some time and some money and get you some advice from one of the best people in the business. Very, very nice. I like the simplicity of a toasted cheese, says Ian. Yeah.
Ooh.
Very good. That's very, very good. That was very, very nice. Lots of people commenting on that. Monica's saying, Esh, parents really need to respect their children. Yeah. I don't know if that's easy for some parents, though, because they do. Many of them do still see you as the kid, you know, no matter how old you are and how long you've been out of the house. Anyway.
Yeah.
Good advice.
And then
all right.
Parents sometimes feel entitled to have respect all their lives. Mm. It's like, a person who may be a friend or a family member who's older than you, they'll always say, well, I'm the oldest, so I deserve the respect. You can't have that respect all your life.
No. And
there has to be a shift.
There are lots of people who are older than you that you don't need to respect, and there are lots of people who are younger than you that you might want to look at and respect, you know? Anyway.
But you have to tell your parents. People only treat you how you let them treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's the only thing I found to be true. So you have to constantly, because I think we're trained to always think you manage only top down. No, you have to manage upwards and sideways. If this very same mentor, one thing she taught me very early on was you have to manage upwards and manage sideways constantly. And part of that is managing your parents. You have to at all times. It's relentless.
These mentors of yours are smart people. How many of them do you have?
Three.
It's like a council.
And do you pay them?
No.
I just give them advice.
No.
Find people who care about you.
Long relationships.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. It is 7 o'clock. We will be back in a moment or two with a whole lot more, including Collectomania and some headlines, some fun, some stories from the weekend. All of that and more on the way. CliffCentral.com on this pretty beautiful Monday morning. Let's get your day off to a good start, shall we?
CliffCentral.com.